There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's amazing the things that amuse you, isn't it? NLT, yes, Pirate Day. God dear me.
Pirate Day a day late is still good all the same.
It is. Robbie Greenfield's here with the attitude of a pirate, may I say.
A traffic report is still slick,
isn't it,
in a pirate accent.
I know.
Talented. That's what that is, Robbie. Yeah.
Versatile and talented.
Stage school and all that stuff. So we have, by way of...
A gift.
It is
for you,
gift.
Robbie.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yep. This is a rare treat.
Yes.
So, your old name be Robbie Greenfield, but we'll now call you Pirate Izzy the Infected.
Just don't want to ask what the origins of that.
That's not bad.
Decision was.
That's no, not I've bad. Not made the decision. I've okay. put it in the pirate name generator, and that's what's come up with yours.
Is
the Infected.
The Infected.
Yeah.
There's an air of menace to that I didn't expect. What about Chris Bacardi? Have you put Chris...
Infectious, maybe, but not Infected. Come on.
Yeah, well, no, but Infected is... People would keep their distance from you, that's for sure.
Yeah, they
Which
do
is,
that. Yeah.
As a pirate, that's what you want, because you want to keep your treasure, don't you?
True.
So, you know. Anyway.
It's all one big facade, you mean?
Essentially, yeah. So every news item today that you reveal has to be prefaced with the phrase, ahoy. All right, so that's in honour of Pirate Day. No, I'm joking. Robbie, nice to see you. Where do you want to start today? There is, again, yesterday...
Well, I'm not sure how nice it is, actually, but it's good.
You make a good point. Do you know, last night I'm listening on the way home, and I was next door, and in walked Dwight York yesterday, and I felt a little bit...
It was a revolving door of brilliant people on our show last night.
It was.
Night because we had Dwight York. Yeah, he was great value. Dwight York in the first hour, and then the second hour we had Raha Muharraq, who's the first Saudi... woman to climb Mount Everest, the youngest Arab to climb Mount Everest, and she's also now completed the seven summits, which are the seven highest peaks on each of the seven continents. So the highest peak on each of the seven continents, I should say. And her last one was Denali over in Alaska. So it was pretty riveting stuff, I've got to admit, on Sports Tonight. Chris and I were just sitting there, just asking the occasional question, but Raha was brilliant, and Dwight York was in very candid form.
He really, really went with it. He was really honest, and particular being his bonnet, really, about black managers.
Yeah, he did, yeah. No, we were talking, because he's out for the ESM, eSports Management Company, as a ambassador for their football academy, and he's doing some open days in some of the schools, the GEMS school, this weekend on Friday. And he's been out of the game 8-9 years. I think he's 45 now. He's done his coaching badges, and he does harbour an ambition to one day get into management, but he has brought to our attention the fact that black managers or black footballers who want to go into management, more to the point, I think that was what he was saying, are not given the kind of opportunities that that white managers are. And he pointed it out with some pretty emphatic stats as well. Three of the 92 league teams in English football have black managers. Chris Hughton, obviously, in the Premier League is the only one there. There are no black managers in La Liga. There are no black managers in the Bundesliga. There's no black managers in Serie A or in certain other leagues around Asia and the US as well. So he's definitely got a point, because, you know, he's obviously in the inner circle, and he has conversations, and he knows what goes on in interviews and that kind of thing. And his good friend Andy Cole, he said, doesn't even bother to do the coaching badges, because he knows that it's futile.
Well, I heard that. I heard him say that. And he said, look, he just says, what's the point?
Yeah.
That's it, flat. It's just no point.
Yeah. Mm. So that interview is up on our YouTube page if you want to check it out. It's also on our podcast. You can download that on iTunes or go to the website or the app, DubaiEye1038.com, and listen to the Sports Tonight podcast there. It's a Dwight York special. And we will be, I think Chris has been diligently writing up an article that we're going to be putting out on the website as well. So, yeah, big news. I mean, that's it's quite a claim, but it's a claim with a lot of substance. And it's not something I hadn't heard of before. And it was, you know, when he was saying it, you were just thinking, yeah, he's right. But you were also thinking, this is new. Because most of the time these guys come in and they say a version of something you've heard before.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, they do interviews all the time, right? And we're just one more interview for them. But this was really something that certainly Chris or I, and it's probably more, pertinent that Chris hadn't heard it, because he absorbs and digests and consumes footballing information ravenously, as you know.
Well, he stores it ravenously.
Yes, he does.
As well.
He has a photographic memory, and he also reads pretty much every column inch that is ever committed to football. So for him to say, I've never heard that before, it was quite something. So, yeah, no, do check out the interview. It's on the podcast. It's also on YouTube, and it'll be up on our website very shortly.
Okay. Do you know what I also liked about, aside from the fact that it struck me he was very honest, he was very comfortable, he seemed very happy to answer the questions that you were asking, but there was one point where Chris said, so what was it about Sir Alex Ferguson? And he said, man management and also winning mentality. And he went on to explain what he meant by that. But it was just that you felt like you were the best player in the world under Sir Alex. And it was just the ability to transfer that to not just players, but all the players in the team. You know,
and he was a macro manager. I think that was we've debated because of the longevity of Ferguson. He's obviously often compared to Arsene Wenger, who has not had the same success over a long period of time that Alex Ferguson had. That's beyond question. But it was more the fact that Fergie took a step back and allowed his trusted right-hand men, whether that be Carlos Queiroz or whoever, to sort of manage the day-to-day training. And as you say, Fergie would come in and he would deliver these inspirational team talks. He would focus on rebuilding the team every 3, 4, 5 years or so. And, he just had a way of almost reinventing the wheel a little bit more. With Arsenal, you get the feeling that it's all become a bit tired under Arsene Wenger and they're listening to the same kind of things. But you know, that's why I suppose he's making a great living for himself, touring the world, giving speeches on leadership and management, because he is one of the great leaders, probably the greatest football manager of all time, certainly in Britain.
That's on the website very shortly. It's on YouTube. It's on Daniel's podcast, Dwight York Talking to Sports Tonight, last night with Robbie and Chris. I need to just butt in and just ask you to hold on for a second, Robbie, not because I'm not interested in what you're saying, but because Emma wants her pirate name. Sorry.
Emma. Your old name was Emma Henderson. We'll now call you Gorgeous Madeline Goldgrubber. So I hope that satisfied your pirate needs. Gorgeous Madeline the Goldgrubber.
That's fantastic.
Sorry. What is the algorithm that this thing uses?
No
other
idea.
Other than totally random.
It's brilliant, though. But I put in all the names that we've had in. I'm not going to go through them yet, but they're all different. So it's obviously not just... They've obviously got quite a wide selection.
Yeah. Oh, Gorgeous Madeline the Gold Grubber. All right, any more there? Have you plugged any more in? There are a couple of other names that were there,
okay.
Or should we save them?
We can save them, or do you want to do them now?
Okay, well, we'll save them for a little while. Let's move on to the next sports story. What else do you want to talk about, Robbie? Because I am thinking...
Let's talk about Barcelona.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very impressive. Leo Messi in inspirational form last night. Barcelona continuing a very, very good start to La Liga. Unbeaten, 5 from 5, 15 points. Goal difference is plus 15. And they beat Eibor 6-1 last night. 4 brilliant, as per usual, brilliant goals. Lionel Messi can even make a penalty look like a really good goal, because just the way he does it, just the way he hits the ball, he just kind of pops it into the net with just this aplomb. It's so effortless. He just chips it. The keeper's flailing and like never gets anywhere near it, and he just kind of casually just pops it into the net. Most players bang a penalty as hard as they can, either into the corner or down the middle. Messi just kind of just strokes it into the top corners, you know, nonchalantly, and he scored another 3 great goals as well. So that was a good result. They did come in for a bit of stick, did Barcelona, for wearing some shirts that their new signing, Ousmane Dembele, £135 million signing from Dortmund. He is now out injured with a hamstring injury for a good couple of months. And they wore shirts saying, "Courage, Ousmane."
Wow.
So it's a little bit of an OTT reaction, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's an injury. It's not only is it an injury, it's a totally standard injury for a footballer to suffer. So it's just sort of, what on earth? Is he that precious that he needs some shirts?
He's expensive, Robbie.
Yeah,
that's
the thing. That is the thing.
But then that just adds to the pressure when he comes back. So it's kind of the solidarity of the team, maybe. But, is he out for what, 2, 3, 4 months? I heard 4 months.
Up to 4 months. Is it really? But it does seem a long time to be sidelined with a hamstring injury. But there you go. I think he may end up coming back sooner. But certainly up to 4 months. The other news coming out of Spain in football, Zinedine Zidane, surprise, surprise, has signed a new contract for Real Madrid. It will increase his salary to a cool $9.5 million a season.
Wow.
And there'll be a little bonus structure in there as well. So that's what happens when you win back-to-back Champions Leagues and the La Liga, become the first manager in over 50 years to do the Champions League and La Liga double
for
Real Madrid.
Well, may well do it again as well.
Do look good. But Barcelona, must say, we had our doubts about Ernesto Valverde and we had our doubts about how they would cope with the loss of Neymar. At the moment, just absolutely cruising in La Liga. 15 points, 5 points clear of second place Sevilla. Real Madrid, who haven't played as many games, they've only played 4 to Barcelona's 5. They're already 7 points adrift, though. So it's early days, but Barcelona have made a fine start.
Okay. Did you get Chris Bicardi, by the way, on the generator?
I think NLT? I did get Chris. Let me just check.
Let's see if we can get Chris for a second. I'll tell you what, while we're doing that, the pirate words.
I've got him.
Oh, you've got Chris. Go on then.
Captain Elmer Bloodsmear. Well, it's actually Captain. So it's
Captain.
Captain Elmer Bloodsmear.
That suits him. It's kind of beardy. What was Robbie's again?
Something to do with infections.
Robbie's is Pirate Izzy the Infected.
Izzy the Infected. And we thank you, Pirate Izzy the Infected. Just stay around for a couple of seconds for, you know, the bit that you're really here for.
The Lost Word.
New toothpaste uses to remove decay.
I think I know this. No, maybe I don't. I'm thinking I do. Robbie, any thoughts?
Acid?
Yeah, to remove teeth and decay, by the sound of things, but there's an answer.
Well, if I'm going to be Izzy the Infected, I may as well have no teeth.
I tell you, that was definitely a pirate thing. If you could fill the blank there, I think it was, for some reason, I think it was charcoal, but I don't know why. There's been a lot of charcoal and different dentistry things recently. Michelle?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. All right, then. So
that'd be nice.
To remove decay. If you think you can fill in the blank there better than we can, text us 4001 or via the free app with the word Robbie. Or, sorry, Izzy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.